Who knows the end? What is risen may sink, but a sunk may rise. Loathsomeness waits in dreams in the deep, and decay spreads over the tottering cities of men.
You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, featuring Stacy and Mike. I am your game master, Veronica.
Cthulhu and Friends, Bloopisode 10 is upon us. And I'm not sure why I went for something that dramatic to start off, but it is me, Hiroshi, letting you know that we are covering Season 4, Episodes 16 through 21. Oh, there's some good bloops in there. Now, the reason we're doing a bloopisode right now is because, as you should be aware, the casting Call of Cthulhu is underway, so a lot of our free time is now focused on going over these awesome auditions you creepers are giving us. Ooh, they're so good. But we want more. So if you haven't submitted and you are interested in joining us at the table, well, what's holding you back? Hit up cafpodcast.com, check it out, get us your audition, and we will listen. I'm not sure where I was going with that, but makes sense that I would bloop it up a little bit right there, because after all, that's the nature of this episode. So let's get started with it.
Yeah,
I clicked the butt.
I did
for Gwen.
Woo!
What? I clicked the butt
and the podcast started. In it, and it still did. Okay, no, it did it. It did it. Don't stop. Everybody,
no.
It was fine. It was just a delayed screen this time.
Whew. Oh. What the hell?
Yeah.
So everybody's good? We're still recording?
18. 20.
Okay. Double check.
Perfect.
Double check.
25.
Oh, shit. You're behind me, because I had 30.
Nah, 5 seconds, it's whatever.
It'll be alright.
5 seconds is not a big deal for editing. That's just push.
Well, hey, Hiroshi, when you're hearing this, you know that
you guys
already, right now,
delay,
that she's
though.
5 seconds off.
There's a delay in
there. Yeah, that's
internet.
True.
What delay? Delay?
Three.
One, two,
three.
Three.
See?
Not
we're
much.
We're all on there. It's not 5 seconds,
not much. Your delayed screen was a delayed start.
I hate you guys.
Oh, mic drop.
Man, you know, I wasn't ready for PC child death, but I guess we're getting there. I guess
PC child death.
Here we are.
A little bit. Probably because it was just a little funny.
No.
I wish it was a better joke. All right, assholes, let's start.
Okay.
Stop being mean to me.
It's her
hey!
Turn. Sorry.
Hey!
Cheating.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Cthulhu and Friends. That was so loud. There's no way I could just scream that.
It was good, though.
Hey, everybody, welcome to... Nope. It probably would have been fine, but I saw your face and it was too much.
I'm Michael and I play Friliza.
Just your generic boy, girl, man, child.
Man, bear, pig.
What?
Child. Girl.
Oh, no, you guys!
You got to be professional for one.
You gotta remind me early!
Okay. For a second, I thought you were like the prophecy itself fulfilled and you finally got that booger. I don't think you did. But you were like rubbing your nose and sniffing.
Wait, I didn't get it? No, I'm kidding.
Shit!
Last time on Cthulhu and Friends. I mean, we just did it, so. I mean, if you forgot, I mean, you know. Fuck. I can't help you.
Nope.
Well, I guess I could, understand. Actually.
I feel like Mike says fuck a lot during the stream, and yet suspiciously has so few in the actual release.
Wait,
and Josh and I tend to get punished.
Wait a minute. How is David paying for World of Warcraft? Is he getting cards in the mail from a certain?
Yeah.
Well, no. Mm-hmm. You don't.
Wait a minute.
You don't think through all of my trials and tribulations that I haven't figured out how to maybe mute the recording?
Ban him. Mike, delete your account.
Last time on Cthulhu and Friends.
Nothing.
Some shit happened.
Some things. Time got weird.
We went to sleep. Oh, we took a nap.
Oh, fuck. Yes, we did. We finally fucking slept.
And we woke up and bad things happened to Steven.
Yeah, I don't know how many NPCs told us to go to sleep.
All of them.
You guys have to fucking sleep now.
You gotta sleep. No, we're just fussy babies. Essentially, last time I got Cthulhu and Friends, fussy babies finally went to sleep.
I have a quick question.
Uh-huh.
I thought he turned into a leather man purse at the end of last episode.
Did he?
Yes. He was in the house and Danny was screaming.
But wasn't that...
That the last thing that you told us was Steve.
But wasn't
turned into
that before the thing?
No. It was after we were going to meet him after Judy's funeral or for Judy's funeral.
God damn it! I have no recollection of that happening.
Okay,
well, I know
well, that's why I was like,
no,
all the other
exactly,
crazy shit happened.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to just check YouTube real quick?
No, I was just real tired in that episode, and I did not remember him meeting that NPC. Okay. Cut all of that.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I remember, I was like, I'm going to bust through the door, and they're like, the door's unlocked. And I'm like, oh shit, and then yeah, he's a leather man, just, yeah.
Her Danny is fucking screaming.
What time of day? It was night, right?
I thought it was morning.
Yeah, I think it was the next day. Like, we all were like, alright,
well,
So this is
after the funeral, the next morning, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's so good.
Yes!
Man, I'm swearing to God, I do not remember this happening, but I'm like, oh, I wish they had gotten there. I got a lot of fucking answers. Oh, what a relief. Okay. But if you want to go over and get your own dice so that you can roll your own fuck count, or just throw these dice at someone really annoying named Mike Lane, you can do that. And you can do it for on the cheap, too.
Last time on Cthulhu and Friends, I may have been a little annoying. Just a little bit, though.
I'm scared.
There's something weird in the basement. There were snakes. Evie passed out, but then body
Leonard
swapped?
Didn't have his fucking pickaxe for half the episode, which was a major mistake.
Yeah, I should have taken that... fucker into the basement. I would have stayed then.
And you should have had it. You should have had it over by the truck. I mean, this would have been like so much less eventful if that had happened.
Well, don't worry. It will never leave my hand again.
Yes.
I think you should get like a +1 to fortitude whenever you have your pickaxe. Just like it somehow makes you stronger. I don't know. Like
yes.
Able to withstand things.
You know what this seems like? A trial and tribulation.
I hate you so much.
I can't stand you.
What happened?
I just want
What's
you
wrong?
To die right now. Damn. I'm just very unhappy.
So
it's good for the cast.
I'm gonna, you know what? Actually, we're just gonna add 50% added onto the I'm a die die. I'm gonna roll this die. It's gonna land on Mike, and we'll just see what happens.
Now I'm excited.
I mean, you say that like it's a sure thing. I don't.
The first time I ever cheat is to kill for Eliza, the girl man.
It's terrible.
Okay.
Oh, last time on Cthulhu and Friends.
Do you re-say that each time that you do the thing? Because I hope
so. Yeah, I do. So everyone cuts this part out. That's why we always do the stupid, like, fish gasps and...
Oh, I thought that that just stayed in the episode. I don't know. I don't
that would make like cool. So that, I don't like we're all professional and shit.
I actively don't listen to this now.
I mean, some are. I'm just saying I'm not. So don't like everybody like, oh, they're a bunch of jerks.
No. I go to the door and I open it up.
Yeah, we seem to recall our blah 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 blah. Yeah, we seem to call fuck.
It's okay, officer. Just give it a moment. You'll get there.
I don't want to lose it.
Hi, yes, is this... Fuck, what's Judy's maiden name? I think you could just make it up right now. I don't think it's ever been said, so...
Ms. Bookmark. Sorry.
Gotcha.
No, I'm kidding. It's not... Roper.
Roper? Okay.
Oh, that would be, Malvinity on Twitter, who almost caused me a fucking death. The one that did not want to be blamed if my character died.
All right. And, I mean, I don't want to tell you what to do, because I'm just an NPC.
quick question. I don't really quite remember Mona's description. Does she look like the woman that Steve was doodling?
She does not.
Okay. Okay.
But that's a very valid question.
So, I mean, I still don't remember quite her description. And I think it was just, she is an attractive woman.
Well, with NPCs, especially NPC, and this is sidebar, let's all get on a knee.
Okay.
With NPCs, what I like to do is give some sort of description on things that I think are important, like for Harold, the cracked lips or whatever. That's important. But I also don't give too much description, because when you're listening, I want you to build whoever that person looks like to you. So she looks however you want her to look, because she's your primary NPC relation. So.
Cool. All right. All I really want to know is if she looked like the lady in the drawing.
She does not. Okay. Nor does she look like the woman Steve was diddling or doodling. I don't know.
What? No. No.
Oh, I know. Idris Elba. Can we just say he plays the villain in the new Star Trek movie?
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
I
was just like, oh, shit. It was so good. Every time he plays a fucking character, I'm like, oh my god, perfect casting.
Ooh, that tall glass of water, let me tell you. Now he's great.
You may ask two more questions.
Ooh, I get a genie.
Okay, one more question.
God damn it.
I'm trying to think what other questions I would have.
Eliza, do you have your wallet on you?
No, my body disappeared, remember?
Oh, yeah. A simple no would have sufficed, Michael. There's a body in the bathtub.
No, no, there's not. Stop that.
I go to the bathtub. Fine, I get it. Okay. I go to the bathtub. What is it? What's there? What's in the bathtub?
It's your dad.
Oh, god damn it.
But he's a stranger.
Ah, shit.
You don't know him. He's just bleeding. The blood runs down the drain.
Are you making this up, or is this like a legit song?
I'm making it up as I go.
No,
how would this be a legit song, Stacey?
I don't know, but it feels like it's very well put together and you're not thinking about it much and it's creeping me out.
I do this to Sam all the time when we're driving and he's like, God damn it! You want to see his brain?
No, I don't.
Open the shower door. Put your thumb in his eye.
Oh.
Press hard. just don't stop. The brain's on the other side.
Oh, come on.
All right, what did we figure out?
B is fucking fucked. I can't. Holy shit. Her brain is a terrible place to be.
Oh, Evie, just be like, one last thing. What's your social security number?
It's not mandatory.
What is your bank code? How can I get into your account?
I kick her in the shins.
No.
Okay. Frank, no, come on.
What is that noise?
Oh, now someone's singing.
Of course, now so a full
the
church
mood.
The Mormon Tabernacle. Mormon Tabernacle?
Tabernacle.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir was outside of Mike Lane's house singing a song.
Orange card.
What's that?
No! We all know what it means.
Sorry, I'm rusty.
Stacy gets fired from the show on her second episode.
No, that's me. I'm sorry.
No, it's me.
We're
me
all too.
Like, what the fuck is going
There's
on?
A big dumb car near me too.
I think mine might be Dark Souls.
Samuel. I hate to keep asking 42. I just want to make my own choices.
Yeah, we gotta be careful asking NPCs for shit. Because then they fucking die.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, oh, a well of information, huh? I won't take that away from you. I understand. I would do it, too.
Hi. We label it box one.
God damn it.
I'm just kidding, B. we'll just put a red line on it. It's not a one or a number. We'll just put a red line on it.
Okay. Red lipstick. God damn you guys.
We'll just put one line on one and then two lines on the other.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'll be one and two.
Is Eliza's body small enough that we could totally definitely stick it inside of that box in its entirety?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, you do not.
I roll to pick up Eliza and stuff her in the box. Here, have a kid.
It's my Frankino box.
Maybe the box can accommodate things that are bigger than it. It can take in things that are bigger than it. So maybe you are more cautious next time.
Now I want to try to put the car in it.
You could try. You can try anything.
That might actually be more Stacy rather than Evie.
I paralyze
you're still
Evie.
Making payments on this, so
yeah, that's
yeah,
no, it's my oh, that's even shittier that I broke the window then. I'm double sorry.
Everyone roll listen.
Perception.
God damn it!
It's because we played D20 Modern last night and it has all that. I think I know. Okay, no. No, I'm gonna.
You think you know what? What do you think you know?
Nothing.
For a second, I thought you were getting super meta. And you were turning into Grant Morrison Animal Man, and that you yourself were writing those notes.
You stuck yourself in the game. So good.
Grant Morrison, he's a good comic book writer. He's very strange. Always wears pewter. Pewter suits. It's because he's a chaos magician.
Oh, interesting.
He practices chaos magic.
That's a fact.
It is. It's strange, you know. People
interesting.
People do what they can, you know. But it makes his comic books crazy good.
Wait, no, I don't think that writing wearing pewter makes your comic books good.
You never know.
I don't believe it.
It's his power.
He channels the magic. It's because he believes the characters he's writing are real, and he's just telling their stories. Grant Morrison.
I believe that.
Grant Morrison. Yeah, Grant Morrison's crazy. It's great.
You know what I would have wrote? I got your gun, And this is crazy.
God, nope.
Oh, no.
Here's a paper, so call me, maybe.
The universe explodes because you were never supposed to put two things in the box.
Shit!
Damn it, Leonard. Damn it!
That's a dumb rule.
Mike. That's a dumb rule because I just made it up, guys!
Because, I mean, okay. The gum was in a wrapper, so it was technically,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Two things.
Like, how many pieces is the gun?
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
what time of day is?
I look up and roll spot.
No, it's perception.
Well, I was
this
asking
one.
V, but she's busy.
No, I don't. I don't do that.
Yeah. Did you roll one? No.
What? No, I did. I said I didn't do it. I didn't roll one.
It's probably about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Maybe 3, I don't know.
2 to 3.
I should probably make a definitive choice on that. It's 3:30.
Okay.
P.M.
I roll divine time.
It's church time.
No!
Right. So we have some
time. I don't
want
to go.
I put on my nicest dress.
Has Eliza weird. Changed clothes several times?
I'm,
do you have
I'm like trying
compulsion?
On different shoes and stuff?
Ah, okay.
I'm just gonna be like, she has a medical condition. Stop judging us.
Laryngitis.
Larynx.
Oh no, that's not a thing. What is a thing?
She's got not child that, laryngitis. Leave her alone.
She ate lye. She ate lye, but she'd still speak. Sounds like a 38-year-old male.
Oh yeah, totally
don't,
fine.
Don't make fun of kids with disabilities. What the hell's wrong with y'all?
Are you making fun of my beautiful daughter's wonderful singing voice? Hold on, I got something you should meet. And I go get the pickaxe and I break their children.
Oh, you should probably get the damn window fixed while we're at the garage.
Oh my god, we can do that. Can get it fixed.
I was gonna say it, but I couldn't walk over from the slide. And
you like, slide down.
Oh,
we should
hey,
get the
I overheard
window fixed.
Everything. But I think it was obvious enough that you would both think of that had it been brought up. So
not at all. No, I wasn't. Nope, not me. I've told. I kind of forgot
the
window
slide
was broke.
And die now for metagaming the broken window.
Yeah, the one was. Veronica's like, don't you dare metagame that window. I've got pages of notes.
Are you eating your dye?
Ratata.
Got the 20 out front.
I'm gonna Google it. How do I say ratata? Oh,
I was trying to pick my nose and keep the dice on my lips at the same time. The dice shot out. Shit.
It's like a lever.
Is that pressure balancing?
I went to school for acting, not engineering. I have no idea about PSI. Picking my nose, nothing.
Hello, my name is Patty, and I'll be helping you today. So, just three?
Oh, yeah, just the three of us. Is Peggy in today?
I'm sorry, I'll redo all of that.
Oops.
I was waiting for it. I was like,
There are no booths. Don't ask for one.
Is there a table against the wall with, like, the
booths?
What
kind of diner doesn't have booths?
No.
Can we find another restaurant?
Do not throw a fit.
Burn this place. No, I'm going to go get my pickaxe. We're taking care of this right now. Man, she has taken a while with those waters.
He almost fell out of her chair.
You gotta get careful with your new setup. Don't hurt yourself.
I get scared.
She's
this
gonna
chair.
Bring the waters, and
new.
He's gonna be like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I did not ask for lemon in my water."
I don't know what you guys have been touching back there. Okay.
I heard lemons are on recall.
You recall what now?
Okay, Mom.
Yeah, that's great. Keep that up.
I kick Leonard.
Pretty soon, Leonard's going to spank your ass. That's what's going to happen.
Only if I don't do it first.
60s and nothing's going to hold him back.
Yeah, I'm from the South, too. Well, it's going to be a whooping.
Pick up that pickaxe handle.
Go cut me a switch. Oh, go cut me a switch, Franklin.
It's never been Franklin.
It's never been Franklin.
It is now. It is now till you straighten up.
I sincerely believe that Frank's real name is Francis.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Should have gone with Franklin. So you finish your meal. Nothing eventful really happens.
Thank God.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys are so scared of everything.
I can't fucking imagine.
Yeah.
I can't. Just a little town named Guthrie. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is Guthrie an alien or elder god or something?
No, Woody Guthrie.
He's going to eat us.
No, Woody Guthrie.
No, it's a real town.
The known recording artist, Woody Guthrie.
Yep. It's good. It's like Darius's real name. I don't know.
Damn.
I will say that it is a town in the world of H.P. Lovecraft's universe.
Shit.
But I mean, whatever.
I immediately run out of the diner.
Nothing to be afraid of. In the original text, it's in Oklahoma.
Oh, that's relieving. Somehow.
We're getting out.
Oh boy. Okay, sure. Why not? Okay. But there's a cemetery or something. Let's get spooky.
Yeah, in this town of 200, there's going to be a cemetery, an asylum, and a Miskatonic University. Yeah. All three in every single township that we
Yes,
get
absolutely.
That
makes sense.
It's almost as though they travel with you.
Frick!
I don't like that.
Can Hicks be cultists? Is that a thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Anybody can be a cultist.
Yeah, anybody.
You just have to be willing to
say. Have you heard of the Southern Baptist Convention?
Slam dunk.
Sorry.
What up, up, what up, up.
And I will make sure I grab him a hard candy on the way out.
No hard feelings. No, I don't say that. Veronica's just be like, I'm gonna kill you now.
It's like she's like about to hand it to you, you say no hard feelings, she just like throws it into the woods. Saying nope.
I open it and pop it in my own mouth and I just look at him. It's the best damn hard candy ever, and you'll never know.
I brought my toothbrush and I brought Eliza's toothbrush because I don't know which I should brush with. Because it's gross thinking I'm going to brush with her toothbrush, but it really is my toothbrush. So then it should be gross to brush with my toothbrush because it's not her toothbrush.
Michael, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I want you to roll.
You've brought this on yourself.
She wants you to roll fortitude because your brain is shutting down. That stupid thought.
Okay, come on, Noah. You would think about that. You'd be like,
No. Obviously, it is clear that you would use Eliza's toothbrush in Eliza's mouth.
But it's Frank.
You would think about that.
It's the spirit of Frank. It's not Frank.
But he's the conscious spirit, though.
Would you feel weird sticking Eden's toothbrush in your mouth?
Not if I was Eden.
You would be puzzled for a moment. You're like, I should, but it still's like,
I don't know, Mike. I mean, if I were feeling any conflict at all, I'd just buy a new damn toothbrush.
Well, we didn't have time to stop.
I don't have money.
They're like 5 cents here.
Evie? Well, yeah, but I don't have 5 cents. That's a lot of money. Evie, can you get me...
You didn't ask about a piggy bank.
I'm not made of money. No, I'm
sorry. I pull a little piece of skin off of her and I go buy a toothbrush.
What?
You're made of money.
Oh, okay.
Oh, got it.
I thought you were being, like, grotesque.
I was very concerned.
Like, I peel off her thumbnail and I use it as currency.
Until she sleeps and then I just fucking gouge a piece of her out. Surely they'll take some flesh for a toothbrush.
I'm sorry, who is this?
My name is Jesse.
Oh, is that supposed to say, like, Jesse the Body Ventura?
There's only one Jesse, and his name is Uncle Jesse, and he's in a band called The Rippers.
I just choked on my drink. Thank you so much. Xander, can you hear us?
Hold on, I've got sirens real quick.
Oh, they just got pulled over by the space cops.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the space cops. Whoop, whoop.
You take 4 points to your sanity.
Okay. Oh. I'm at 69.
Nice.
That's where I try and get everybody.
Is she breathing?
Roll heal.
Oh, fuck. Mike, I swear to God, if you just fucking killed yourself, I'm going to be so pissed off.
Better him than the entire universe and everything within it.
This universe was getting on my nerves.
Not, I mean, depends. 12.
I'm sorry, what was that? No, you just legit did this to yourself. This has no I'm a die-die to do with
it. Well, I didn't roll a one. Yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, draw something. Like, I'm going to draw a pretty picture to give to Evie to say, like, I'm sorry, and then stab myself with a pencil. I see it coming.
Well, let's just try and let you draw your next breath, okay? How about that?
Damn!
Fuck.
Oh, my mic's on, sorry. Let me go.
So, Eliza's all fucked. Roll a heel.
Jesus, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Basically, if I could say what happened in our world, it was when an unstoppable force and an immovable object just collided with each other. And that is what happened to her psyche and her body.
That's real fucked up. It doesn't sound very sensible.
It's not good. It is not good.
Mike, what the hell?
Leonard, before you leave, roll perception.
12.
Your last chance, guys. 12. God damn it. Nope.
I'll roll perception.
Yeah, you can try.
Please try. We gotta do it.
I'm gonna
use the good dice. The dice that have been good all night. Don't you fucking fail me.
Fuck.
I will throw you so far.
Why are you jinxing these dice?
Oh, you roboted again.
Unnatural 20.
I do what I always do in these situations. I will
pickaxe her. Got it.
No, but what?
You're not wrong. Evie, you gotta get on the ground. You have to trust me.
Leonard, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna roll diplomacy.
No!
Go on.
Hey, girl.
No, put my hand in a box. Put my hand in a box.
Oh, now you want to do that.
Yes.
I just had to make sure that he wasn't trying to kill you or something, because that is a much bigger role than diplomacy.
No. I'm not going to kill you. I'm okay. Not going to kill you, Stacey. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I didn't think you were. That's a one.
Yes!
Oh,
of
my God.
Of all the fucking times for me to roll a fucking one, I have a goddamn fucking lightning bolt searing through my fucking hand and a friend with a pickaxe who's telling me to get on the ground. I couldn't have set this up fucking better.
This is why I need to be not, you know, unconscious.
I don't want to be the new Mike Lane. I don't want it. I don't want it. I just came back.
Ain't nothing sacred or safe here. Get on.
Evie didn't just come back.
Yeah. Evie been here. Evie been in this world forever. Okay.
Oh.
It's definitely the shirt that smells weird.
Oh, good. Right in the elbow.
It's not me. It's the shirt.
Oh, that's what all the stinky people at my work say.
I don't know who smells like 2 week Oreos.
No clue. I slowly open the door.
Oh, but it was trapped, and this is D&D. Oh, no.
Fuck. I was going to say, let me re-say that so it doesn't sound like I'm going to say something after that.
Okay.
He takes a poison needle.
Gosh, shit.
To the finger.
A little... Oh, my tummy is growling, and I'm trying not to get that on on my recording.
What is that strange growling noise?
Hiroshi keeps on, like...
It's the snakes!
Getting pissed off at me because I'm, like, smacking all the time.
Your dang tummy! Keep your tummy in line.
That's what happens, Hiro. That's what happens.
Oh, my... Oh, look at Mike's filthy desk. Jesus, I'm so glad he covers that up normal.
I can't see him.
Oh, that's right. You have to stare at your waveforms. Oh, yeah, no.
Just describe it to me. I did see a fedora earlier, so I know everything that I think about Mike is true.
Yes. Yes, that's on there. Many loose papers. I assume... What is that? I don't even comprehend what I'm some of the stuff I'm looking at here. Is that cup holders? No clue. His little David Tennant bobblehead, a case, that's rug. It's just all over the place. Oh, here he is.
It's like someone came in like a wrecking ball.
Ah. All he wanted was to break your walls. Are you back?
Yeah, sorry, kids were chittering.
Thank goodness, because all I wanted to do was break you. Yeah, I'll break you.
Yes. Yes.
But it basically just looks like a chainsaw, sort of. And a burp.
LaCroix was a bad idea.
It's full of burps.
Tess, have you ever played the Dungeons and Dragons?
I've never heard of such a silly thing.
It's very silly. Do not play it. It is bad and not good. I heard it involves witchcraft and devil worship.
I don't believe in the devil.
Well, he believes in you. yeah, of course, take it as very sweet. Aw, what a sweetie.
Satan, take the wheel.
That's exactly what I've done. That's what Leonard did. He let Satan take the wheel. I don't want this thing to just take off with everything we got.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah, go great.
And I'll be right back.
Okay.
Wait, what? I can't see anyone. He says, so if someone
he
leaves,
said he's Mike said he'd know. Be right back. I assume is
okay. I just never know if that means in character.
Yeah, or... that's why Leonard is so great. You know when I'm not in
I
character.
I asked him to speak with a little girl's voice, but he just would not. So,
such a diva.
I don't know if you've noticed me trying to make his life hell, but I have been. No,
you're doing a great job. My kids, i.e. my cats, are hell-bent on trying to get this giant cicada-looking bug that's, like, as big as my hand. It keeps smashing itself into the porch window, and they're just, like, just staring at it, just like their tails wagging.
Why are you not trying to trap that right now? Why are you even bothering talking
to me? Oh, it's out. The thing is outside. So I'm just like, oh, it's fine. The bug is outside.
No, I mean, I'm still trying.
Oh, no, no. Cicadas and me, we don't get along.
Oh, but all the sweet, sweet anime sound effects. Roll reflex. I hope you drop her because this woman is just going to have all the traumas.
I don't think I do. 21.
You drop her.
Oh, come on. you, demon. Why'd I even roll?
Kidding. You can find me at Typical Veronica. God damn it, Stacy. We do.
I don't know where I go anymore.
We do order of appearance on episode one. Go forward.
I still don't remember.
Yeah, what was it? You
play
we just
anymore.
So whose turn was it?
I don't think I need to remind you creepers exactly how much I love bloopisodes. So much fun for me. And hopefully you enjoyed this one too. Blast to put together. And hopefully it tides you over while we try and find a new cast member. That's right, we are looking. Just another reminder, hit up cafpodcast.com. Take a look. Get an audition in if you are interested in joining us. And you may be the next cast member of Cthulhu and Friends. But in the meantime, while we are waiting for that process to get sorted out, we've also got a Q&A planned. And that one's going to be happening on November 20th. So make sure you get your questions in. Use hashtag AskCAF. And I don't know, just send it. Whatever random question you could think of, whatever intrigues you, ask us, like, what our favorite smell is, or what the meaning of, I don't know, whatever you're interested in asking, just make sure you use that hashtag, AskCAF, we'll get that on there. Again, November 20th, so you have until then to come up with some fantastic questions for us. But that being said, let's end this episode here. Why are you things are beeping at me on my computer. Obviously letting me know that it must be time to end this bloopisode. So make sure you check us out at CAF Podcast on Twitter. I am at Maybe Hiroshi. You can check our fearless DM out at Typical Veronica. And the other voices you heard in here, check them out at Definitely Stacy, at One Gaming Lane, or at Ben Stonick. And with that, there's nothing left to say but doomsday.
Didn't get enough mind-altering insanity on this episode of Cthulhu and Friends? Well, then check out these other shows over at geeklyinc.com. Shows including Brute Force, Drunks and Dragons, Transformation Sequence Podcast, and Cthulhu and Friends Side Quests. While you're there, make sure to read the new content and view fan art from the amazing community artists. You don't want to anger the old ones, so make sure to head over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. If you love this show and want to help us continue to make it as best we can, go over to patreon.com/CAF podcast and consider donating a monthly amount to help us make this show better with each episode. New episodes come out every Thursday, so go subscribe and get ready to roll sanity.
Drunk Reviews with Cthulhu and Friends.
Yeah, it's a train wreck.
What? This is kind of funny. Alright, I'm doing it right now. I don't know how you heard about us or found us, but super glad you're listening. Listen in, dear reader. 5 stars by Pokemon in D&D. Listen in and experience the shuddering horror and craziness that is the podcast of Cthulhu and Friends. The Game Master will take you through a story The Game Master will take you through a story that slowly drives the players and even the listeners insane. So sit down, turn out the lights, and roll sanity if you dare. Hey, thank you, Pokemon and D&D. Hell yeah, man. Turn down them lights and be scared as just the rest of us players, because we don't know what the shit is happening.
All right. This is by Donnie G. Farm D. This podcast is better than sex. disagree? Listen for yourself. I'm just saying. That's it. That's the perfect fucking review. Just saying. No, it's... Okay, let me try this again. So it's by Donnie G. Farm D. The title is... This podcast is better than sex. And then in the body of it, it says... Disagree? Listen for yourself. I'm just saying. Does that make more sense? Okay, good. Yay!
Amazing. And not for the faint of heart. 5 fucking stars. Yeah. Ballistic Shutterbug. So that's like a fucking bullet camera? Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty fucking cool name. I mean, I don't even care what you said now. I'm just like, that's a fucking badass name. You're on the top of my list. But regardless, I'll read the review. I was going to wait to review until I'd caught up, but I just finished listening to season 2, episode 13. I failed my own sanity roll, and now am compelled to review. Within 1 hour, I went from laughing until I cried to so horrified and disgusted that I felt nauseous, to sobbing like a baby over Clem. V's phenomenal world building and the emotion and thought of the players put into the RP truly set this podcast apart from the rest. The production is fantastic and just adds more depth to the already hair-raising events that constantly occur. This is one of those few podcasts that I can really sink into and utterly ignore the world around me, and I need to click the more button. And it is quickly becoming my favorite podcast. Keep making me check under my bed at night, team. You're a podcast. Yes. Ballistic Shutterbug. Bullet Camera Man. I mean, first off, fantastic name. Second off, 5-star review. Thank you so much. Third off, I love the comments. I mean, you kind of really hit what I think we're trying to highlight, and some of the good things that we have. And I'm fucking utterly overwhelmed that you enjoy it and you listen to it and that you're experiencing so much that we have to offer. And so thank you so much for that review.
Doomsday by Solvent Bubbles. Calf is so spooky and gross and perfect. There are so many times I cringe and yell, "Oh, what the fuck?" in my car. V's storytelling, along with Josh, Mike, Stacy, Ben, and Hiroshi, make for one hell of a show. I love it. I jump on that sync button every time I see a new ep. Go straight to the top of my playlist. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Y'all are awesome. that might be fucked up. It has really weird fucking like things in the text, but I feel like that was kind of right.
We love everyone equally. Okay, maybe not equally, but, you know, close.